Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking red ink and feedlot country. Back on that in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
Cash cattle prices in feedlot country very close to the highs of 2011 right now of $21.22 per hundredweight. Lately, $1.17, $1.18 being paid. But at those levels, we're still losing a good bit of money. In fact, losing a lot of money. Erica Rose Asenko of the Livestock Market Information Center says the red ink likely to continue in feedlot country the balance of this calendar year.
That's correct. We're going to see red ink definitely for the balance of the year, given where corn prices are headed, as well as all remaining, all the other production costs involved, too, that are increasing as well. For the LMIC, we just finished estimating our August profit and loss, or returns to cattle feeders, and we actually saw a loss of $164 per head. Now, that's slightly below the loss of $167 in July, but still, it's very deep in the red. Now, the LMIC estimates for cattle feeding returns are based on a Southern Plains feedlot. There's many feedlots who have reported better returns or worse returns. This is just an average to give us an idea. As we look for the balance of the year, we do expect returns to stay in the red, but to decline some, to moderate some, or improve, so not as big as losses as we've seen in this summer. Overall, we're looking at break-evens in the mid to high $120 per hundredweight range. That's pretty high. Depending where corn goes, that's probably going to increase some. But for the year, profit and loss, cattle feeding sector, Southern Plains on LMIC estimates, probably looking at about a $80 to $85 loss per head. Better than some years, but that's based on these returns not being as large as we've seen this summer in the $160 range. But corn is the key factor as we look ahead on cattle feeding returns, and it's going to continue to be as we go into 2012. It's another year in the red, but as we look into the fall, not as bad as it was this summer.
A very tough economic tale being told for our feedlot folks. From Erica Rose Asenko, the Livestock Market Information Center. They're in a real tough spot, kind of being pulled from both ends of the middle at this point by higher input costs, including high feed costs, very, very, very high yearling prices because of the very tight supplies of cattle right now, and exactly how much they're able to then push at the other end on retail beef prices for a society right now, for an economy that is simply limping along at the very best. Not an easy place to be right now, and it looks like the red ink, as Erica Rosa Sanko mentions, will continue. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, the McAllister Union Stockyards have got their fall special replacement cow and bull sale coming Saturday, September 24th at high noon. There's a really nice variety of cows to be sold, several in the prime of their calf-producing lives. Others are some first-calf heifers bred back to some top-notch bulls. They've got a great set of bulls as well, registered Angus bulls, registered Charley bulls, and a lot more. Contact McAllister Stockyards for more information, 918-423-2834. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.